That's right. The drive is live. Anytime you want to get Lopez going, man, we got two of them. We can get you Astrodome over here to the right and then to the left. The Bud Adams, Amy Adams, Trask, that right there. Them two right there, that will get Lopez. You can get Lopez to settle in for 7 good minutes.
I don't even know why I give a damn. But I'm being honest. Like, that baffles me. Like, that is known, worldwide, man.
But to Lopez's point, it's even more baffling that they're just sitting there with us.
But it shouldn't be. How stupid people do stupid things. It shouldn't, what do you say, hurt people, hurt people?
Yeah.
Stupid people do stupid. Like, it's
that's true.
What should blow your mind is leadership in Houston can't figure out what to do with it. Either way. I mean, I hate to say that, but either way, like, that's the crime here is like that is, and I know somebody that knows, has the inside, is like, oh, you idiot, there's obviously restrictions and red tape and reasons it can, hey man, figure it out, man.
Somebody
for the greater good.
That would be what I would run for mayor on. I'm gonna fix the Astrodome.
Oh man, could you imagine if that thing was
fix the Astrodome.
I know the Mavericks have one right outside American Airlines Arena in Dallas, and then I think Jerry redid one at the AT&T Field or Park, whatever the stadium, whatever the hell it's called, where they have, like, at the end of the stadium where it's what do they call that, man? Where there's big screen down there. I think there's, like, hotels on each side or restaurants on each side.
A couple teams that New England kind of has a similar situation outside of Gillette Stadium.
I mean, you could literally, you could literally attach the damn dome to Reliant if you wanted to. I mean, I don't know. I mean, how cool would it be to, after a game, instead of have to worry about what street you walk down, how about we just ease on over to the dome and kick it for a while,
man? No, it could be, man. There's a lot of things that they could be doing, but definitely more than what the hell has they been doing for the last 30 years, and the thing just sitting there and becoming homes for squatting cats and rats.
Squatting? I didn't know animals could squat.
They're squatting.
They do to pee. Yep.
Well, no, I meant to live.
Yeah, they're squatting.
In homes.
They probably got way in and out. Yeah, coming in there, they probably got different spots in there. Probably they probably got like a suburbs in there.
They living large, ain't they?
People up there in the
aristocrats.
People in the press box. That's the rich area up there in the state. Got the rich area down there. All right, this is The Drive. We are live here on 97.5 The Fan. You can see us all right here on YouTube and Twitch. Tyler's in the building. He's got a throwback. He's got the Astro jersey from inside the Astrodome on right now. Does that mean that he's going to go to a game tonight? Who knows?
Who knows? Could be.
Yeah, let's see.
It's an epic fail that you don't have that lid that goes with that shirt right now. What size is your head? Your head's smaller than mine. I was going to give you
7 3/8.
Ooh, it may not be. Yeah, I'm bigger than that, but I was going to give you mine.
Text line coming through, Ron. It's not a mayor issue. It's owned and run by the county commission. Guys, did you think I was like, damn joke?
You trying to blame it on Sylvester?
I'm being silly. Like, hey, man, if I was running for mayor, that's what I would run on. Like, okay, I'm just a joke, man.
Damn it, Johnny Whitmire.
somebody heard this.
I'm telling you. That same person went from dog cussing me because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about to dog cussing you because you didn't realize it wasn't a mayor problem.
It's a joke. Okay. All right.
Well, now you know. It's county commissioner.
County commissioner. All right. There we go. All right. Well, like, I won't run as for the mayor on that stance then. All right. Clint, I know there was something yesterday you heard from Nick Caserio, because we talked about it. We loved his praise for and how he just kept it real about his young rookie offensive lineman, Rutledge. But he also said something, Clint, that caught your ear, that I wonder how concerning this is for you and Texans fans to hear your general manager say this about his young guard, Keelan Rutledge.
I think there's some things pass protection-wise that, quite frankly, showed up negatively. Like, when you could look at some of the one-on-ones at the Senior Bowl and some of his tape, and some of it was a little bit more technique related, but he's very coachable. He wants to do it the right way. He can absorb a lot of information, and he shows up on a tape.
To be clear, I do want to be fair to Nick Caserio. That was what I did was I cut the exact piece that I wanted our listeners to hear here. I cut it down. I mean, he just did what he's been doing since they drafted him and stroked the guy left and right for about all the good things he does. But that piece right there, Ron, was the one that stuck out to me. Is not the negative stuck out. We know how great this guy is, right? We know how great he is. We know his physicality. We know his mentality. We know all of that. But the one part that we haven't seen yet is rubber meet the road with this offensive line and how do they pass protect, right? We've talked about the communication piece. Who do you got? How you going to get them? We've talked about that piece. Is it CJ in the center and all that kind of jive, right? The reality of it is when rubber meets the road, let's say they have figured out the communication piece, and we know who you have. You've got that D tackle. Now, can you, in a real game, for let's call it 35 times in a game, tops with this offense probably, can you pass protect and technically and mechanically win that battle? Can you do that? That's the one piece we don't know about this offensive line, and that's the one piece we don't know about the first-round rookie that's starting at left guard. Love everything we've seen. Love everything we've heard. But if that right there, if that flaw or potential flaw rears its head, its ugly head, we could have some problems in Houston.
Yeah. That as you said, that's going to be the deal with the whole group.
Sure, absolutely.
Even with this crew, I think we thought it was going to be Braden Smith and Wyatt Teller. I think it is still similar with who they have in there, with Ed and Rutledge. All of those guys' strengths, Trent Brown as well, have been in the run game. I think specifically with him, all right, I got good confidence that Keelan Rutledge is going to have a pretty high floor. You know what I mean? I don't think he is – this ain't going to be – Juice Scruggs, this ain't going to be Kenyon Green. Like, this isn't going to be a car wreck of a pick. I think he's going to have a high floor. It is just, all right, does he take this thing to the next level of being a great player? And if he's a great player, that means he's the type of guy that, you know, pass protection, run blocking, all of it. He is an anchor in every piece. And that is for him to get to Quentin Nelson, which his physicality, his his makeup is in that range. If he can pass protect, he gets there. But even with that, that could be a flaw. I still don't think it's like this is something where you'd be looking at him like, oh my God, this dude is like, he tricked us. Like, I just don't think he's going to be a car wreck.
Yeah, I don't think that by any means. And I don't really, to be honest with you, I don't know what to think. I haven't watched a ton of one-on-one. I just know that the general manager, and then he went on in the next soundbite with talking about the O-line coach, saying the O-line coach recognized some of the same stuff. I think it's obviously a positive that they say, hey, man, it's mechanical and technique and footwork. We can get this fixed. But I just think the reality of it is, you know, being a Texans fan, knowing how important the protection piece overall is with this team, boy, for your left guard to not be able to pass protect at an above average level would be a major, major problem. You know, your right guard's not going to be able to pass protect at a above average level. You know, that's going to be a struggle. You know, your right tackle doesn't move as well as a lot of ideally as a right tackle would. So you're going to have to help him a little bit when they put speed on the edge. And so this thing, they got to be able to run the football one, but I would argue that it's just as important, that they can protect this quarterback at an above average level.
Oh yeah.
Right.
It's been the problem.
It's the reality of it is the pass protection is what's going to get talked about first, right? If you can't run the football, you're going to be in third and five, third and six, third and eight. So you're going to have to throw it. The sacks and the pressures are what's going to stand out, right? That's going to be the headline. The fact that they can't run it a month in is going to be the headline. But week to week, CJ Stroud ain't getting the protection. So that protection piece is just, I mean, unbelievably important. And it's scary to hear that about your left guard a little bit.
All right, coming up, the Astros, they dropped one last night. There was some good, there was some bad, there was some ugly. last night, and there's just some. It's time to throw in the damn towel right now on one of these Astros. I think you know the hell I'm talking about. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Good to see you smile.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Astros, they drop game two of this four-game set yesterday against the White Sox, and Clint the Rangers won, so this thing is back to, I don't know why two-game leads feel a little big in this thing, but damn, you wake up, boy, just boom, all right, playing for the division lead today.
You're not alone in like those feelings.
Like, sometimes you feel like they're pulling away a little bit, man. All right, man, go on the road, win both those series against the Yankees. Come out there, win game one of the series against the White Sox. Looking pretty good. Damn. Playing for 500. Playing for 500 today and trying to stay in sole possession of first place. All right. Baseball talk, by the way, on 95.7 The Fan is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years. Guaranteed Xfinity. Imagine that. All right, there was some good, some bad, the ugly. As I said, the Rangers, they won last night. They are now a game behind. The Astros sit at 70, and here you go, Tyler. 69 is the
nice
record there. If they could just stay on that 69, like Lovey would like, that'd be a good thing for them to roll through. But there was some good, some bad, and some ugly. I'm gonna start with the good. I know Clint normally likes to start with the good. Like, hey man, you take that from Ronel Blanco every day, right? I didn't have any idea what to think he was going to bring to the table. Clearly, Clint, he was a surprise starter. They were going to go with Homer Mike, but Homer Mike, I believe Tyler had something in his shoulder. Something was.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Oh, I really forgot about the dog. Damn it! I'll let you down.
Just well, I want to go with Tyler. You just never know. You never know what type dog Tyler is going to come out with.
You got to represent
I'm
all the
tell you,
breeds.
The dog you brought out yesterday scared the hell out of me, boy. I was sitting over here. I didn't know what the hell you was talking about.
Hand out for the
gotta
deep.
Keep you on your toes. I mean,
I was half ass listening. All of a sudden, that bark hit my ear. I thought, God, what did happen to Ron over here?
That dog was intense.
but he was so it was kind of a surprise start for him. Clint, he gives you four innings. Three hits. Now he was helped out all late night, threw out a runner at third. I mean, it is a damn shame with some of these teams, the disrespect some of these teams have on the Astros throwing arms in the outfield, except Cam Smith. They're just turning loose and running.
It's unbelievable.
That guy, there is no reason in the world he should have even fought to try to get to third base, but late night threw his ass out. He had some help, but ultimately, Clint, he goes four innings, three hits, no earned runs, three Ks. And three walks and scoreless. Four innings is zip zip. You know, after four and if that's what you can get out of the starters, that you can get something like that, man. Surprise, especially like that. That's big. And maybe down the line, does he earn himself another start in this thing? So Ronel Blanco was at least the good, and it felt good the first four innings when he was out there.
Well, I mean, here's the deal, Ron, and this has nothing to do with that game in a vacuum, but just overall. Like, that right there shows you, right, that this all this starting Bennett Sousa crap, and back when I think we did it one game earlier in the season with King or something. King, like, stop it. That. You got Christian Javier. You got Ronel Blanco. You got actual starting pitchers that could potentially start, that are used to starting games, that can give you three or four innings. Stop with the silly crap of starting a guy for one inning and then bringing your starter out of the bullpen. Like, stop that crap. Ronel Blanco, even if it is just four, he can give it to you. Hell, I remember playoff series where we're sitting in the parking lot of the Bell Bond spot over there talking about, boy, give me four.
Green
boy, give me three and two third, give me four.
Like,
I mean, that's playoff conversations.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, just trying to extend it. But yeah, man, four, just I mean, when you're sitting there thinking, well, he's in Sugar Land, he has no thought process of coming up here and pitching. And then to come out here and do that against a playoff level team, that was big time performance. We'll get to what followed him, but that was big time for him. And then the bad to me were just the bats last night. I mean, Clint, hitters 1-7, Tyler, 1-22.
Hell of a stat. Punch right to the jump.
Who had that one? I guess that Paredes, I guess that's Paredes bomb, the, right? Yeah. That pop up that went into that pop up that somehow got out of the park.
Just cannot be more than Fenway.
I'm gonna tell you,
that's a home run anywhere else.
I don't think that ball leaves the park if that pitcher wasn't throwing 100 miles an hour.
Got to be e-socking me.
I don't think it leaves the park at any other building.
No matter what the pitcher was doing,
then it'd go out in Sugar Land. But he got it out. 1 for 22. Now that's not obviously going to happen all the time. But Altuve is back in there. I mean, 1 through 7. Taylor Trammell went off, but that was basically it. And then the ugly Clint is Okawe T. He comes in with his 2 innings and gives up 3 hits, 3 earned runs.
Mm. Say goodnight to the Astros.
And then Imai, his line looks better than it actually was. 3 innings, 2 hits, 2 earned, including a 5 strikeouts, 3 walks. By the way, Cam Smith had to go and rob a home run to keep it to just 2 earned runs, or he would have given up a 2-run homer if Cam didn't jump up and catch the ball that was going over the wall. So he got away with a couple of things while he was out there. And I'll be honest with you, Tyler and Clint, I've seen enough. We hadn't seen him pitch since August 20th, and I don't need to see him pitch again. I mean, if he needs to stay over there, that's
believe I'm with you.
I've had it. I don't
sample
need,
size is large enough.
I've tried.
You took him out with Dana Brown.
Yeah, man, just going out, man. I've tried to think. Well, maybe just let him pitch a simulated inning in the bullpen before he actually comes out. Because
yeah, you thought outside. You've been creative thinking.
Trying to do some things, man.
That ain't good enough.
And you had to bring him in. You hadn't felt comfortable. August 20th, that's the last time he's seen the mound. And he comes out, boy, just he's got that look on his face that CJ had in the middle of the second quarter against against the Patriots, where you're like, oh, my God, man. But he has it constantly. He has it all the time.
Yeah,
it's good. Just I can throw somebody throwing the damn tap.
I told you, Ron. Next time we get a 5-6 run deficit late in the game, that's that in my time. Eat up some innings, Chief. Don't you? Hey,
you'll have a chance at 3.
Joe Espada ain't got no damn reason to be burning up his bullpen now. You got a guy that can chew through some innings in a 5 or 6 run game. You got a couple of them, for being honest.
And I'm just good, man. Yeah, save AJ. I'm just good on him. I'm over it. I've thrown it in with him. It just got awful. All right, coming up, we've finally got to hear from the newest Texan. Help me out with his last name.
Boutte.
Clint. Kayshawn what?
Boutte.
Oh, Boutte in That's the building. Right. We heard from him. And, Clint, I think what he spoke about is probably the number one advantage they're going to have with him as the newest wide receiver. We'll let you hear what he had to say and discuss that coming up next.
95.7 The Fan, live from the West Point Lincoln and West Point Lincoln of Sugarland Studios. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Coming up here in a bit, I had a dilemma with the house cleaners. And
price?
No, that's already paid for.
What you're getting for that price?
No, I'm happy with it. Okay. Right? You know, for me, like, just telling you, if you're thinking about like maybe get some house cleaners, whatever, you know how I feel about spending money, and if I'm letting that ride, you know it's a lot more affordable than maybe you think.
Hold on, so.
And it is a.
It's not that it's worth it or it's good stuff. It's just it's affordable.
Well, no, it's good stuff. All of that. All of that.
Would you pay double?
Well, no, I wouldn't pay double, but I don't need to pay double. they take care of me. I had a dilemma. I'll get to that. I did it, and I don't know if I was wrong. I feel bad, but hopefully there was enough time between. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. Kayshawn Boutte, the newest member of the Houston Texans. He joined or talked to the media today. By the way, coming up a little bit later on in the 3 o'clock hour, I know many haven't heard D'Amico. D'Amico spoke. This week, we'll let you hear what he had to say. Our guy B. Scott, he'll join us a little bit later on in the 4 o'clock hour, was there as well. But here was Kayshawn Boutte. And I think, Clint, this may be one of the biggest advantages for the Texans with him joining this team. He was asked about learning the Texans playbook.
It's not really bad. It's half of it is carryover from what we kind of ran in New England. But at the end of the day, it's all about how much you put into it, too. You know, you got to study outside the building. Knowing the playbook is a part of your job. You know, if you don't know what to do, then you can't play. So,
I think, as he said, it was a bit of a carryover from the New England playbook they run in. And Clint, his playbook and everything's rocking everywhere. But they're going to need him to have a pretty decent role in this thing. For him to know a lot of what it is, maybe some of the terminology is a little different. Hell, maybe some of it might be the same, Clint. But for him to know and feel comfortable of knowing that part of the offense, and this may not be just he's just got a few select plays or sets that he's in, I think that is huge for the Texans because they need him out there.
Wait, no, look, if Kayshon Boutte's not full go by the Buffalo game, shame on D'Amico Ryan, shame on Nick Cayley, shame on C.J. Stroud, shame on Ben McDaniels. I mean, they have failed him miserably if that's the case. I mean, it doesn't take, and I don't know anything about Kayshon Boutte. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out where the hell to line up in this system. There's not enough variety in this system for anybody to be confused with 2 or 3 weeks to figure it out, especially when half the playbook is carryover. So, no, look, I expect Kayshon Boutte to be full go, no restrictions, whether it be a snap count or terminology or playbook or personnel. But no, he should be full go just like Nico is full go, literally to that extent. In this offense, and if there were some level of, Boutte's just not quite figuring things out, then – again, C.J. Stroud is in his second year in this offense, fourth year in the league. Nick Cayley's been in the league a long time. They should minimize any level of exposing him to a situation where he's not going to know what the hell to do. So I would think that Kayshon will be ready for any number of snaps and will not be limited in any way, shape, or form come Buffalo week. And you know, I just speaking about the little bit I've heard today of his time with the media, I really, really like his get down.
There was a concern, I know, when he brought in he had some issues at LSU.
I think there were some immature issues at LSU when he came out, and I think it ultimately negatively impacted his draft status because he is far better than a sixth-round draft pick, I believe, and always have believed that. I know there was a rough patch when he was coming out. And then I think, you know, 2 straight years now in New England, it's been at least the rumblings from a distance have been that, you know, he wants out, he's demanding a trade or he wants a contract or whatever. And so, you know, obviously there's some distractions to put it loosely. I think there's been some distractions. At the end of the day, I just personally have always thought more highly of Kayshon than where he was drafted. I thought more highly of Kayshon than how New England used him and how much he produced in New England. This is not he's a Texan now take. This I've always felt this way about him. And now here, listening to him talk to the media, I just personally appreciate the get down. I like the, chemistry. Chemistry's not a big deal with a quarterback because I know I got to put in the work with that quarterback. You're right. Chemistry's not a big deal if you're willing to put the work in. Chemistry becomes a major problem if you got a guy that don't understand he's got to stay a little bit extra and work with the quarterback and figure out what real chemistry is with that particular guy. You're right. It's no big deal if you're willing to put the time in. Looks like he's willing to put the time in. Playbook, it ain't difficult at all. If you're willing to study at the crib, if you're willing to take it home with you and figure this thing out and realize that you got to fast track this thing over a couple of weeks. I just love the delivery and the communication of kind of how he feels about the game and about the playbook and about the chemistry with quarterbacks and the importance of everything in between, man. I hope this thing works out in a big way with Kayshon Boutte.
He's sounding like a pro.
By the way, he's going to be a really cool old man to sit on the porch absolutely with. Absolutely.
Yeah, he does old man stuff already. You can tell he does. All right, that was Kayshon Boutte as we heard from him for the first time as he joined the Texans. All right, Clint Tyler, I can't figure out if I was in the wrong and what ultimately I had to do. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in. So I got some house cleaners. And they came over and it was time for me to get ready. I'd just come from the gym, so I hit the shower and I'm like, all right, they let me have.
Can we question context? I need some context already. Who schedules them?
Oh, well, they generally come in a day. They have several houses they got to hit. Courtney does.
Okay, so yeah. I didn't need all that extra. Who just Courtney does?
I thought you were talking about the time. So yeah.
I was
I got
talking
it.
About the time, but I'm talking about like who's okay.
Yeah, it's
but
just it's just more of a day, and yeah. they hit us in the end. So they came through, got back in. I was like, all right, I got to take a shower. So they'll just usually just save the bedroom for last. Mm-hmm. You know what But I don't know what it is, but when I got to hit that shower, I got to hit that toilet first. For some reason, that is just my. Oh,
man. I know.
I just.
You can't be taking a post show dookie.
So I just, but I didn't know.
You got to restart your whole day if you
did. I didn't know what to do. Like, I had to go, and then I got a 30 plus minute drive to work.
Everybody
and
poops,
and I got to take a shower. There's no reason for me to get in this shower if I got to doo doo.
Did you splatter the rim?
I had three eggs and two egg whites. It got away. But like I didn't know what I was like in my mind. I'm like, man, I don't want to give.
Did you leave the fan on?
Did this? Yeah, and I sprayed and I left the fan on.
It doesn't sound like you. Sounds like you did everything right, in my opinion.
I mean,
you were in a spot and you did the only option you had.
Because this was, I was sitting there thinking, I'm thinking, should I just drive this thing on to work and then take care of it here at work? And then I thought, well, damn it, this is my own damn house. This is my bathroom. But, yeah. Man, I don't want to hand this over to them. Like, woo! But I couldn't hold it.
I think you did all right.
Yeah, that was the right decisions all the way around.
I mean, by the time you got in the shower, and I mean, it had a little time to air out.
I hope it did.
Could you imagine if you cleaned that house and they threw that old toilet door open and just hit you right in the face? Sorry. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and listen to what they say about show. Son of a... Leaving his old ripped up ass, his old holy ass drawers all over the floor for me to pick up.
No, I don't leave them on the floor now. I put them in a hamper. They ain't got to take them. My shoes may be a little... They need a little hit.
Need some spray.
No, they may need to be put together up a little bit. They may be just flown up in that closet.
Yeah, I can't.
You wouldn't like.
I can't judge you, man. I am.
You would have done that. Like, you wouldn't have held it.
No, I would have done that. I have no problems. I can do that anywhere, anytime, and they're just going to have to. I feel like we all do it. They're just going to have to understand it.
I thought about it when I walked out and I saw them in that kitchen. I thought, boy.
Yeah, I
hope they really saved this for last.
I guarantee you. In fact, I probably embarrass my wife, but I'm not very good with our cleaners. I mean, I've got stuff. My bedroom, you would think I was a 16-year-old that just had mama picking up after me all the time. You would not think that Linda was my mom making me. I mean, because it was. I mean, it's just.
You don't try to hit it real. Do a quick run through when you know they're coming. To kind of tidy it up.
They put the shoes up. They fold clothes. They did the whole thing. I mean, they do the whole thing. Yeah,
I at least make sure them shoes hit the hamper.
I get my money's worth, Chief. I mean, I got stuff laying everywhere. I am embarrassed of a lot of things. That's one of them.
Tyler, I wish you could have seen me, man. I'm sitting there standing in that bathroom, like
contemplating what the next move was.
Like, can I hold this? And then that
old doo-doo cramp hit him. He said, "Oh, I ain't got no choice."
I'm just like, what's the reason for me to wash my ass in here if this is what I'm sitting on?
Hey, look, Sienna to. To Greenway? Nah. Cramping already? Nah, I'm out.
I thought, well, maybe I'll run up into this HEB real quick and go ahead and knock it out. And I thought, well, no, I'm not doing all that.
No way. In a grocery store? My house. I mean, by choice in a grocery store? Nah, you got the house. That's the right thing to do.
Somebody said, them people ain't coming back. No, they're going to come back. I'm certain. Then I thought to justify myself, well, this ain't the first time they run into this.
What if they hit old Courtney with a little $5 upcharge?
Hey,
$5 dookie charge.
Hey, it's a stench fee.
Hey, man, it probably was a stench when I walked out.
Rough work environment.
Hoping that thing is. Yeah, man, I had the fan going. I'm spraying down. I'm spraying out. Boy, it was rough. All right, coming up, more from national reports now on the C.J. Stroud contract extension talk. Now we're starting to hear potentially an offer from what the Texans were thinking about with C.J. Stroud. We'll let you know the latest on that as we continue right here live on the draft.
Would die for C.J. Everyone knows that.